Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show, and I hope you made it back to your seat and you are no longer in pain, because we're going to be talking with Susan Nessie about arthritis. What do we do, if anything, to prevent arthritis?
Well, to prevent the most common type, osteodegenerative arthritis, there are two important things. Three, actually. One, keep your weight within the recommended range, because we just talked about how weight increases, especially your risk for osteoarthritis of the knee and gout. Two, keep moving. Very important for all types of arthritis to keep moving. And then three, for some types of osteoarthritis, reduce the amount of repetition that you do in activities, especially if you're doing something like if you're a carpenter or a plumber that involves spending a lot of time on your knees or a lot of time using joints and pounding on them, or a runner. See if you can do it less time or change up your tasks. Don't do anything repetitively that puts a lot of stress on the joint. And then avoid accidental injuries to a joint. So downhill skiing is a wonderful sport, and it also causes a lot of knee osteoarthritis. Arthritis if you fall. So you have to have good skis and you have to have good training to prevent fall. Football, for instance, is a wonderful sport, but a lot of the running backs and even the quarterbacks, people who get tackled and their knees go in ways they shouldn't, are at risk for osteoarthritis in 20 or 30 years, because it takes a while for this type of arthritis to develop. There are four main risk factors for osteoarthritis. Weight, we talked about. Physical inactivity, we talked about. Injuries, accidental or repetitive. And then the last is heredity. And that's the only one you can't do anything about.
No, you
can't
change
your genes.
To play the cards you were dealt.
Right.
But with heredity, if you know you have it, you certainly, paying closer attention to your three suggestions here, would
right.
delay or perhaps...
Now,
right.
Wouldn't
so if you have osteoarthritis, especially in the knees in your family, or if you have it in the two joints closest to your fingernails in the hands, that puts you at increased risk for getting it in the knees for reasons we don't understand, because the hands aren't weight-bearing joints. But we've known that since 1960, and we don't know why. One of the things the arthritis Foundation does is support research, and then we provide programs to help people, and we also advocate their needs.
But now, Susan, do we ever x-ray the hands to see how the hands are progressing with age? I'm looking at mine now, and I'm wondering if, you know.
Well, x-rays are a tool that's used in diagnosis, but they're not a very exacting tool. Half the people with great x-rays have very severe osteoarthritis, and half the people without arthritis have bad x-rays, and we don't know why.
Does inflammation show in an x-ray?
No, inflammation doesn't show in an x-ray. What shows and what's important in osteoarthritis is that loss of cartilage and the change in the shape of the bone. So you see joint space narrowing. But I'm presently in a study called the Osteoarthritis Initiative. It's funded by the federal government and Pfizer in partnership, and it's in, I believe, 12 centers. It was a five-year study, and now it's been extended to 10 years to try to see why does arthritis progress, osteoarthritis progress in some people and not in others. And so that research, after 5 years, has just begun to start. It takes a while for it to develop.
Ah.
Wouldn't there be, well, we're going to get into nutrition and diet, but exercise, strength training. How important is strength training? Because as you mentioned, some of these activities that people participate in, which are good for their overall health, if they're not with strong muscles around those joints, mm-hmm. then they're prone to, mm-hmm. to damaging them.
There's four types of exercise that the Arthritis Foundation recommends. And a lot of what you do in regular exercise programs is very difficult for people with arthritis. That's why we have special Arthritis Foundation exercise programs. Those exercises are range of motion exercises, take the joint through its full range. So for instance, to raise both your hands way over your head, I can do that with one arm, I can't do it with the other because I have osteoarthritis in one shoulder. I can get about 3/4 of the way up on a good day. The next type is strengthening exercises. And this is not necessarily the kind you think of in a gym against weights, although weights can be used, but very gentle weights, usually not more than you work your way up to about 5 pounds. Then there are endurance exercises. I didn't say aerobic because most people can't do 20 minutes of aerobic exercise to start with. But our exercises are designed to increase their endurance. Can you walk the grocery store? Can you walk the mall to go shopping with your grandchildren? And then the fourth line, which has just been added, is balance. Because of that risk of falls that I mentioned, and we've just redesigned two of our exercise program, one a chair and standing program, Arthritis Foundation exercise program, and the other a warm water exercise program called the Arthritis Foundation Aquatic Program, which we do in conjunction with the YMCAs and other facilities that have warm water pools. We also offer, on a very limited basis, a very safe type of Tai Chi called the Arthritis Foundation Tai Chi Program, which uses the Sun style of Tai Chi. And new, that we're just introducing, a Walk With Ease program. And you could look at me, Dennis, and say, well, we all know how to walk. Why is there teaching walking? Because that's one of the hardest things for people with arthritis to do. Walking long distances, going up and down stairs, and turning round doorknobs. If you've ever noticed what's happened in new construction now, you don't see round doorknobs. You see levers because they're much easier to open.
And walking, the terrain is changing very often unless you specifically have a track that you're using. But if you're out for enjoyment walking or touring, you're going to have grade as well as
And I could see that
pitch.
If you're in pain, that is one thing that you would refrain from doing because it does hurt. If not initially, it's going to hurt over the course of your walk.
Mm.
Although maybe you loosen up those joints. Maybe it's the initial pain that you first feel and then you get past it.
Now, with a warm water pool or warm water exercise, how warm is the water? Say that three times fast, right?
Our recommendations are between 83 and 92.
And oh, 83
there
is
are,
cooler.
You can do 92 to 95, but you have to be very careful
so
about
this
the
is
endurance
a, these
exercises.
Are therapy pools.
Not necessarily.
82 is a lap pool.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And
it's
that's
a lap pool.
Just a hair cold. Most people feel comfortable around 86, but you can't always, you know, we'll work with the pools that we have, and then we teach the instructors how to keep people moving in the colder pools to keep them warm.
Now, if you're in the colder pool for fitness reasons, every degree above 82 has more of an impact impression on the body. So it feels like it's 2 degrees more.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay.
Why they complain.
The reason we particularly recommend water exercise for people, especially who have arthritis in their back, in their hips, or in their knees, lower extremity arthritis, is because the buoyancy of the water takes weight off your joints and makes it much easier to move. And the warmth of the water, since heat is one of the treatments that we use for arthritis, can help make it easier to move.
You can get more range with that, too.
Yeah, and you get much more range.
Okay.
So kind of a yoga.
I always tell folks that if your fingers are stiff in the morning, you can start your finger exercises by putting them in dishwater or take a warm bath.
So don't complain about the washing machine or the dishwasher being broken. All right, we're going to have to take a break, and we're going to come back, and Dawn the Mermaid will tell us more about swimming and
Minerva.
Aquatics. And all right, we'll be right back.